Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And folks, this is our second holiday program, and this will be airing on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, depending on when you're listening. And by this point, you know, there's been a lot of holiday music in your stores and all over commercial radio and all over everywhere. And there are those folks who would say, do I have to have any more of this on Christmas Day or Christmas Eve? And no, you don't. But I can almost guarantee you that there'll be some wonderful, wonderful music. Music that people have loved to hear since we started doing this show way back in the early 80s when we started doing holiday shows. Some great stuff. Artistic stuff. Some awesome stuff. And we're just going to roll right on through with it. And I think you'll really enjoy it. Here's a song about peace. Peace and yearning for peace. And this is in an old style. This is actually a fairly contemporary song written by John Kirkpatrick for a choir. It's called Chariots. And our friends Noel Singwe Clear from New York and Connecticut, they sing this thing and they do a nice job. Chariots, it's called. And it goes like this. It does go like this. How come I'm not getting it? There we go. That's where it is.
Oh, shepherd, come leave off your piping. Come listen, come learn, come hear what I say. But now is the time that has long been forespoken. But now is the time there'll be new tunes to play. For soon there comes one who brings a new music of sweetness and clarity none can compare. So open your heart for heavenly harmony. Here on this hill we'll be filling the air with chariots and cherubim chanting, and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah. All the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace. See, on yon stable the starlight is shimmering and glimmering and glistening and glowing with glee. In Bethlehem blessed, this baby of bliss will be born here before you, as bold as can be. And you'll be the first to hear the new symphony, songs full of gladness and glory and light. So learn your tunes well and play your pipes proudly, for the Prince of Paradise plays here tonight, with chariots and cherubim chanting, and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah. All the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace. Bring the sheep bleating to this happy meeting, to hear how the lamb with the lion shall lie. It's mooing and braying, you'll hear the song saying, the humble and lowly will be the most high. Let the horn of the herdsman be heard up in heaven, for the gates are flung open for all who come near, and the simplest of souls shall sing to infinity. Lift up from the sun and you shall hear the chariots of cherubim chanting, and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah. All the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace. The warmongers
charge you will thunder for freedom. The gunmaker's furnace will dwindle and die, and muskets and sabres and swords shall be sundered. Surrender to the sound that is sweeping the sky, and the shoes of the mighty shall dance to new measures, and the jackboots of generals shall jangle no more. As sister and brother and father and mother agree with each other, the end to all war, with chariots of cherubim chanting and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, caroling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, and the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace. As a candle can conquer the demons of darkness, as a flame can keep frost from the deepest of the cold, so a song can give hope in the depths of all danger, and align up your melody, soar in your soul. So sing your songs well, and sing your songs sweetly, and swear that your singing it never shall cease, till the clatter of battle and the drums of disaster be drowned in the sound of the pipes of peace, with chariots of cherubim chanting and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, all the angels are trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace, with chariots of cherubim chanting and seraphim singing Hosanna, and a choir of archangels are caroling, calling Hallelujah, Hallelujah, all the angels are trumpeting, 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 trumpeting glory in praise of the Prince of Peace.
Great song. You'll have to go back to the NWPR archives when we put this up. And you can find it on previous holiday shows. You can find it in last year's. And listen to it again, because there's so much going on in that song. The jackboots of generals will jangle no more, and the gunmaker's furnace will dwindle and die. Great stuff. And all the beasts will be checking it all out and having a good time, and everybody will be festive in praise of the Prince of Peace. Noel Sing We Clear, who've been around for a long, long, long time. Their albums are all subtitled The Pageant of Winter Carols, and there have been some repeats. Most of it has to do with English carols and carols from that area of England, Ireland, Scotland, all of Great Britain and the United Kingdom and the British Isles. And they do such, and they have fun doing what they do with these things. Another group that has fun doing what they do with these things, and I hope you're having fun. I hope you're having fun on Christmas Eve. You're probably panicking. Yes, indeed. You're probably going, wow, well, I had so much to do, and I just forgot about this and forgot about that. Well, you know what? Forget about it. If you didn't think about it at the time and get it all, it means it wasn't the highest priority. And so you don't have to make things unenjoyable because you feel rushed and obligated. You know what I mean? It's not about that. And everybody, you know, different years, different people get acknowledged. And that's what it's all about. So just hang in there and relax. Alrighty? Relax with the Magical Strings is what you can do. Magical Strings. Now, they've been around since 1978. Hammer Dulcimer and Harp, Pam and Phil Boldy. Every time I see Pam, she says, "Hey, Dan, how you doing?" And she's all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. And she doesn't seem to have a bad mood in her. And Boulding, and Phil's just a quiet guy that builds harps. And you see him at a lot of these gatherings where people bring harps that they build. And he does that, and he builds pretty good harps. He's the kind of person who builds the kind of harp that you want to learn on. And old Phil Boulding. And they had a bunch of kids, Marshall and Morgan and Brittany and Jeffrey, and there was one other one that Brandon, I think was his name. Anyway, they had a bunch of kids, and now they have grandkids, and the Magical Strings is still doing it, and this is from their holiday album. And it's a good tune. The children, there's actually two tunes in this. All righty? Here we go. It starts out with the hammer dulcimer. Are you ready? Pam and Phil Boulding and the family, the Magical Strings.
Thank you. the shortest day came, and the year died, and everywhere down the centuries of the snow-white world came people singing, dancing, to drive the dark away. They lighted candles in the winter trees. They hung their homes with evergreen. They burned beseeching fires all night long to keep the year alive. And when the new day's sunshine blazed awake, they shouted, reveling. Through all the frosty ages, you can hear them echoing behind us. Listen. All the long echoes sing the same delight this shortest day. As promise wakens in the sleeping land, they carol, feast, give thanks, and dearly love their friends and hope for peace. And so do we, here, now, this year, and every year. Welcome you!
Welcome you!
The wren, the wren, the king of all birds, in Stephen's day was caught in the forest. Although he was little, his honor was great. Jump up, me lads, and give us a treat. We followed the wren 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, 3 miles or more, through hedges and ditches and heaps of snow at 6 o'clock in the morning. Roly, roly, where's your nest? It's in the bush that I love best. It's in the bush, the holly tree, where all the boys do follow me. As I went out to hunt and all, I met a wren upon the wall. Up with me, waddle, and give him a call, and brought him here to show you all. I have a little box under me arm, a tuppence, a penny, I'll do it no harm, for we are the boys that came your way to bring in the wren on St. Stephen's Day.
Thank you.
sweet talking words of rain or snow, while you through chattering teeth reply and curse us as you go. Why not spare a thoughtless day for those who have no flame to warm their bones at Christmas time? Say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Now as the last broad oak leaf falls, we beg, consider this. There's some who have no kindness save for turkey, wine, or gifts. And no children's love around the fire, no family left to know. So lend a warm and a helping hand, say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. And ivy clings, your fate is none too clear. The Lord may find you wanting, let your good fortune disappear. All homely comforts blown away, and all that's left to show is to share your joy at Christmas time with Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. December nights, we talk in words of rain or snow, while you through chattering teeth reply and curse us as you go. Why not spare a thoughtless day for those who have no flame to warm their bones at Christmas time? Say Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow.
Bring me wine, bring me pan of silver,
Isn't this great stuff? Isn't that cool? Who would have thought that Richard Blackmore of Deep Purple would be going into these kinds of almost classical slash Renaissance Tudorian versions of these holiday songs and carols? Who would have thought he'd been like Blackmore Knight just doing this kind of, all their albums are kind of like this. Good King Wenceslas. And we heard the Winter Dance as well from them. We also heard from Jethro Tull, Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. Of course, those are the forebearers and the purveyors of doom, Jack Frost and the Hooded Crow. So at Christmas time, you need to transcend your fears of those guys and go out and tell them that they're doing the right thing. You know what I mean? Jack Frost and the Jethro Tull. And we'll hear from them a little bit more. We also heard from Lori Papa John, Joe Whitman. This is the Papa John Whitman and the Ensemble Winter Harp. We heard, and of course, Magical Strings, the wonderful Magical Strings, who do a series of holiday concerts every year. They did a bunch of them this year on the West Side, one over in Leavenworth. And good stuff, the Magical Strings, and nice people, really, really nice people. Well, where are we at here? We have one, and we have another one from Jethro Tull right here coming up. Aqua Lung, my friend. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to do this one instead. I think it's called the Solstice Bells or the something about the bells. Anyway, it's on a playlist. Read the playlist.
When there is the clan song that you hear, yeah. Seven maids blue the seventh time. Have the lads of bread in a line. Bring out these bells. Ring out, ring solstice bells.
Bells, ring solstice bells. His mother Mary kneeling and joy, comfort and joy. Oh, tidings of comfort and joy.
Thank you. Oh,
from Joan Baez's album Noel, which was a when it came out on Vanguard, oh, many, many years ago. It was lauded and well praised and still is. This is the second edition of the Noel album, and it has some bonus tracks. Vanguard did that. They came out with Joan Baez's first, I believe, 10 albums with a bunch of bonus tracks on them. Sold it to us for the same price, but they have these bonus tracks that are supposedly worth it. And since we're going to keep in the Christmas spirit here, we won't comment on that. But there you go. The Christmas Revels before that. And there are lots and lots of Revels groups out there all across the United States. And doing all kinds of things. And the Christmas Revels have done, we tend to associate them with English and American carols. But actually, they do a lot of different things. They do Scandinavian. In this case, this is an album of songs from Norway, Sweden, Finland, and Russia. And that was a Cossack song about the Star of Bethlehem. And before that, Jethro Tull, and kind of this medley of all things carolish and pretty cool. We have Tom Emmanuel in the background now, doing some wonderful guitar work on a Jingle Bells thing. Little somber there with the Burgundian Carol, the tail end of things. We're going to pump up the volume and pump up the power here with the Bobs. The beginning of the second hour of the show, we will be coming back. I need to let you know that Chris Stortle is doing the playlists, and she makes it all work. And that's pretty cool. And then I also want you to know, if you want to email me, you can email me at dasandaniel@wsu.edu. Or you can call me at 509-332-5047. We still have 2 hours left of our holiday show. So you just hang on, because there's lots more stuff. And I hope you all enjoy it. And I hope you're having a good one. We'll be right back. You just hang on and listen to the music.